engaged by your Maya and have identified myself with the body with consequent bodily relations.
Atha me jeva sanmoham apapustam tam arasi jo abagraha aham ameti tasme etasme jojitasaya. So, Devahiti is accepting or accepted her son Kapilde as guru, and now he is placing the problem and how to solve it. So, to go to guru means to solve the material problem, not temporary problem. I've got some disease, give me some mantra so that I am a cure, or I am in poverty, give me some mantra, I can get money. Not like that. To deliver me from the sanmoha, illusion, aham mameti. This material life is a sanmoha, aham mameti. Atab, the material life begins Pungshan Sriyang Mi Tuni Bhava Mi Tat. This material life is described in four lines. What is this material life? Pungshan Sriyang Mi Tuni Bhava Mi Tat. This material life is nothing but an attraction of sex. Pungshan Sriyang. The man is after woman, and woman is after man. This is material, beginning. Everywhere, not only human society, even in bird society, dog society, cat society, or demigod society, everywhere you'll see this sex attraction. Pungshan Sriyang Nithini Bhava Mehtat. And they are seeking, and as soon as they are joined together to satisfy the sex desire, they are attraction becomes more and more tight. Then janasya mohoyam aham mameti. So as soon as they combine, they require one house or apartment or cottage or nest. Something must be private. Atak griha kshetra, then to work, to earn livelihood, one must have some land. Either he constructs skyscraper building or fill it or get some food grain. Atav griha kshetra suta. Then without children, married life is frustrated. Putra hinam griham sunnam. Married life without children is void. Vidya hinam jivanam sunnam. If one is not educated, his life is vacant. Vacant. Vidyahinam jivanam sunnam vikasunnam devamandha. And if you go to some foreign country, if there is no deva, temple, God's temple, or prayer, that is also useless. Putrahinam griham sunnam. And if you have no children, the so-called married life is also void. And sarvasunnam daridra. And if you are poor in poverty, then everything is zero. Even if you have got Why? For you have got education, you have got friends, everything is. That is Chanakapani's advice. So, this family life is attraction. Griha-kshetra, then suta, children, then apta, relatives. In this way, janasya mohayam aham mameti, he becomes entangled in this material life. But that is moho. That is not fact. It is moho in this sense, because we have to change this body. In this body, I have created something, griha, kshetra, suta, apta, vitta, and at the time of death, as Krishna says, mrityu sarva harasya aham. Krishna takes care of everything. At death, your griha, your house, your land, your wife, your children, your friend, your reputation, everything is taken. And then you have to begin another life. Tatha grihantara prati. You are not dead. You are living eternally. Nahannate hannamane sarire. This body is finished. You have to accept another body. And that you do not know what kind of body is there. There are so many bodies. Jalayanam lakhani sabra lakhavinsati. 8,400,000 pounds of body. So, you have to enter some of them, one of them. So in this way our life is going on. But, temporarily, if we are situated in a position, this is my wife, this is my children, this is my house, this is my country, this is my nation, this is my aham bhumeti. This illusion. You will not be allowed to stay in the circumstances of aham bhumeti. That's a fact. Everything will be taken away. But we are attached to this. This is material life. Therefore, Devahuti proposes that jo abhagraha, this false conception of life, aham mameti, I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian, or I am Brahmin, I am Kshatri, this abhagraha, it is called upadhi, designation, for the time. Just like you become minister for 5 years or 3 years or president. Just like Nixon was president. Now he's not president. So this is an upadhi. You are Indian, American, this, that, they are all upadhi. Therefore, if we attach, if we are attached to the upadhi, that is called avagraha. Aham mamiti. And according to the upadhi, I become attached to me and mine. I am this, I am that, and it is mine. But actually, they are all illusions. Fact it is. If we suppose that the president was 5 years, very powerful, now he is dragged down, then what is the value? What is the value? So it may be for 5 years or 50 years or at most 100 years. All million years, just like Brahma. But they are all temporary. In the eternal time, 5 years or 10 years or 100 years or 5 million years, they are all limited. They are not eternal. But we are eternal. We living entities, we are eternal. So, why we should be illusion by the non-eternal? That is called illusion. That is called jnana. I learn from Bhagavad Gita that I am eternal. There is no birth, there is no death. Na jayate na amriyate va tadasi. at any time. Not that it has begun now, no. Never we are born. This is the fact. So why I shall be interested in something non-eternal? This is called knowledge. If I am eternal and my position is to enjoy life, anandamaya bhyasa, by nature, I am part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is Satchidananda Vigraha. And Krishna says, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta. So, qualitatively, I am also Satchidananda. So, why I am enjoying this temporary life for 10 years or 20 years or 200 years? This is called knowledge. It is jnanam. Other jnanam, they are not jnanam. I have said many times, they are arts, silpa. So, live for some time and make some artistic way of living condition and forget my real problem. Janma mitu jarabhyadi dukkha dosha anudarsana. So, for this purpose, one should approach Guru. Tatmad Gurum Pravate. One who is actually interested for spiritual life, he should inquire about a Guru. Not as a fashion. Let me keep one Guru. No. Tasmad Gurum Prapatreta Jignyasu Shreya Uttamam. Just like Devahuti is doing. Uttamam. Something beyond this darkness. Tama means darkness. And Ut means above. Uttam, that is Uttam. So one who is interested, Uttama life means his spiritual life. Tama life means his material life. Tamasima, Jyotirgama. If you can transcend this darkness, the world of darkness, and if you come to the world of light, that is required. So, Devahuti, in the previous verse, accepted his son, Kapilde. Pumsam Ishara Vai Bhavanti Lokasya Tamasan Dasya Lokasya Tamasan Dasya Chakshu Surya Ibodhita. He was just like the sun. Sun when the morning, the sun is arising, then all darkness immediately gone. Similarly, you have arisen, God, Krishna, all His incarnation. When they come, the darkness of this material world, illusion, is dissipated. Because Krishna, and Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, came, the darkness, illusion, Arjuna's illusion, was counteracted. He was also thinking, ahamamesi. Why shall I fight with my relatives, the other side? So, this was darkness, unmoment. Because either you maintain, or you love this illusory position, that is, sanmoha. This very word is used here. Atha means eva. Sanmoham apathastam tamaharasi. Sanmoham. Sammag rupena moham. Sammoham. The material life aham mamete, we have created some situation, my and mine. All this is false. Illusion, although it is false, there is so much attachment. So, you require to this equation, apathastam. This misconception, that is the business of Guru. Ajnanat nirandhasya, jnananjana salakaya. Chakshur Militam Jena, Tasmai Sri Gurudevino. This is Guru. Guru's business is that we are in the darkness of this illusion, my and mine. And the whole world is going on, the fight between nation and nation, between society and society, community and community, brother and brother, father and mother, all so many. Simply this anonymity. This much mind. Why you are interfering in my business? There must be fight. This illusion is going on. But we do not belong to any one of them. It is temporary. That's like in railway compartment. If there's some crowd, somebody fights. Why you pushed me? Why you taken my seat? And there is very big fight. And somebody tolerates. Yeah, I shall sit here for 2 hours or for 3 hours, why shall I fight? This is one mentality. And another mentality is that he knows that for the 2 hours or 3 hours or some other hours, he will remain in that compartment, but it's fine. Because aham mamete, that 2 hours seat, he is thinking, my permanent seat, why you should intrude upon my seat? This is going on. Nobody will be allowed to stay here in this material world. He will have to change the body, his position. Dukkhalam adhastatam. And so long he will remain here, he will have to fight, struggle for existence. This is material world. And at the same time, if you make compromise, then never mind, it is full of misery, I shall stay here. No, you cannot be allowed. You'll be kicked out. Dukkhanam asasvatam. This is the material. So, and we have got very much attachment for this material world. We cannot. Therefore, according to Vedic system, there is compulsory renunciation. Get out, please, immediately. Pantasodhang banangbaje. You are now past 50 years. That's all right. You have falsely fought in this material world, aham mamete. Now stop this business. Come out. This is Vedic civilization. As soon as you are 50 years, you may, just like child children, they play in the beach, making sand house and so on. Now the father and the time is up. Now my dear children, stop this business. Come on. Come here. Home. So you have to do that. This is the business of Guru, to teach the student detachment, that this world is not your place. Your place is Vaikuntha Loka. Krishna comes for this purpose. Jada jada hi dhanma sabglani bhavati bharat. This is dharma sadglani. When we become too much attached with this material world. That is called dharma sadglani. What is dharma? Dharma to shakshat bhagavatsanitam. Dharma means the order of the Supreme Person. That is one. The order of the Supreme Person is and so open to everyone. Nobody can say that I do not know what is the order of the Supreme. I do not carry out. That is another thing. But the order of the Supreme is there. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimam namaskut. Just become my devotee. Always think of me. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji, worship me. You haven't got to worship anyone else. Mamitam. The order is open. But we will not do it. That is another thing. We will not accept. But still Krishna comes. When this dharma is disobeyed, Krishna comes. Therefore Krishna says to Arjuna, because you are my friend, I am just talking to you, the most confidential dharma. Because I have spoken to you in so many ways, but because you are my intimate friend, so I am talking to you now, the most essential part of dharma. What is that? Now, whatever I have said, you can give up. Sarva dharma anparityajya. I have explained to you about so many yoga systems, but this is the real yoga system. Sarva dharma anparityajya, mame kama sarvam. Yes. So, this dharma is taught by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by His incarnation, by His devotee, by saintly person. This is real dharma, but we do not take it. That is another thing. But if we take it, then we become benefited. So here it is said, so, you are my spiritual master, although you are my son, but I accepted you as my spiritual master. I know you can deliver me from this darkness of ignorance. So, atha jiva sammoham apakustam. I'm attached to this material world. That is illusion, sammoham apakustam. Now, you dissipate this sangha. So, guru means repeatedly his business is to enlighten the disciple how to become detached to this material world. Simply detachment will not help you. The other philosophy, Shunyavadi, that you make zero this material detachment. No, that is not possible. We have got, because we are Anandamaya, we want Ananda, Satchit Ananda. Actually, we are searching after eternal life, Sat, that is Sat, Itananda. And Chit means knowledge, and Ananda, Satchit Ananda. We are seeking that. Partially, if we simply understand eternity, that will not help us. We must have blissful knowledge. So the Mayavadi, those who are impersonalists, they want to make this material varieties of life zero. Because they are very much disgusted with this material life. So, jagat mitsa. They say, this is mitsa, this is false. But we say that it is not mitsa. It is, mitha means false. It is not false. It is truth. But you are using it in a false way. That is obvious. This is the expansion of energy of Krishna. So this energy you are not utilizing for Krishna, but you are utilizing the energy for your sense gratification. And that is mistake. But otherwise, how it can be false? It is not false. It is creation of God. Krishna says, bhumi rāpāna lo vāyu khaṅgamano buddhira vinnā prakiti me astadhā. Me. It is Krishna's energy. How Krishna's energy can be false? If Krishna is true, Krishna's energy is also true. But it is just like the cloud. You cannot say the cloud is false. Cloud is fact. Although it is temporary, the cloud does not remain in the sky permanently. It appears and again disappears. But when it appears, there is rain, there is reaction of the rain, vegetation on the ground, on the field. How you can say it is false? But it is temporary. That is actual philosophy. So this material world is not false, as the Mayavadi philosopher says. Brahma-sattva-jagan-mithya. Jagan-mithya is not mithya. It is fact. but we are using it in a way which is false. We are using it in the way for our sense gratification. That is false. But the material world is not false. Our Krishna consciousness movement is just to teach people how to use it properly. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Just like we are utilizing this microphone. It is not false, but we are utilizing it for spreading Krishna consciousness. And if we use it for something else, for some political propaganda or some other propaganda, then it is false. But if you use it for propagating Krishna consciousness, it is not false. Therefore, the conclusion is, the microphone is not false. Its use is false. If you properly use, that is one thing. Krishna consciousness movement is for that purpose. Isava samidam sadvam. Everything Krishna's. Everything of the Supreme Personality belongs to Him. Actually, that is the fact. So if we misuse it for our purpose, or for our sense gratification, that is false. So, yeah, Devahuti is the question. Bhagavan, Kapil there, that I am in this illusion, aham mameti, by false conception of life. Kindly, dissipate this illusion, because you are my guru. Jo avagraham aham mameti, iti, Vedas mean, yojitastaya. You can say, then how I am engaged in these material activities. That is also, this chance is given, the opportunity is given by Krishna. Krishna is very kind. He says, jeda thamaṁ prabhadyante tāṁ sathayuva bhajāṁ. If you want Krishna to give you material advantages, he'll give you, take it. And if you want from Krishna, again, revival of your spiritual life, then he'll give you. Therefore, Krishna says, jeda thamaṁ prabhadyante. Krishna is very kind. That's like a kind father. He says, sometimes, my dear boy, you don't do this. But if the boy, the son persists, all right, you can do it at your risk. This is going on. This is going on. Krishna bhuliya jīvi bhogavān chākare. Kvāsate māyā tāre jāpotiya dhare. Māyā means, when you forget Krishna, and you want to enjoy this material world to the best capacity, means as far as we can do with our senses, Krishna gives us opportunity. Krishna gives us opportunity. Yeah, therefore, so many varieties of life. If somebody wants to eat without any discrimination, anything, there are many persons, even in the so-called civilized world, they eat anything and everything. But that is misuse of life. Human life is meant for eating Krishna's prasadam, not anything and everything. That is not human life. Human life is meant for eating yajñāsiṣṭasino santa mucchante sarvakinsa. Because this material life is all sinful life. Because everything belongs to Krishna and we are possessing things for my satisfaction. This is sinful. Criminal. Suppose if your property I use for my sense gratification, it is criminal. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. Krishna says, I am the proprietor. So, if you don't acknowledge that, if you use this word for your sense gratification, then you are criminal. Therefore, it is said, that you offer yajna, offer to Krishna. And then you take it. Jagyasishta sino santa, muchante sarvakinis. You bring things you have to eat. That's the fact. Krishna is giving you opportunity of eating nice things. Food, grains, fruit, flowers, milk, so many things. So, you prepare, offer to Krishna. That is called yajna. Yajna means satisfaction of the Supreme Person. That is called yajna. So, yajnathe karma natra, lokayam karma manya. If you do not work for performing yajna, then you are becoming entangled. Jagnyatya karma natra lokayam karma bandhana. And if you perform yajna and then you enjoy tena ta tena bhunjitha, we require our maintenance of life and soul. That is a fact. But tena ta tena bhunjitha, you enjoy everything which is given to you as prasadam, as remnants, as mercy. This is Vaishnava life. Vaishnava life means they do not, what is this temple? The temple is they have been trained up how to accept the remnants of foodstuff of Krishna. We don't cook for ourselves. If we cook for ourselves, then, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Je pachanti atmakarana bhunyante te ahum papam. That simply eating sinful things, and people are doing that, and do not offer to Krishna, and they eat whatever they like. The result is that you have misused this opportunity of human life to understand Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead, so that you'll be happy eternally, you'll be freed from this entanglement of bhutta bhutta praliyate. You enjoy one duration of life, again you have to give it up, and then you accept another duration of life, bhutta bhutta praliyate. This human life is meant for getting rid of this business, taking birth and dying, taking birth and dying. This opportunity is given. But if you do not use it properly, you use it as cats and dogs and hogs, then by nature's law, you will get the body next life, cats and dogs and hogs. You eat even stool, because you have no discrimination in eating. The all life, you can now eat the pig's body, the hog's body, you get, and eat even up to stool. That opportunity is given. And you have sex life with your mother and sister. You see, hog's life, there are no sex discrimination. They do not discriminate if she is my mother, she is my sister. No. So this is hog's life. Therefore, Shastra says, that don't be foolish to lead a life like hogs. Nayana deho deho bhajana niloke kastana kamana arhati birbhujanaji. The material civilization should not be like that. What is that? Now, simply for sense gratification. Nayana deho deho bhajana niloke kastana kamana. That sense gratification is also not very easy. People are working so hard. They are stealing, in risking life. So many things. This is not very easy going life. Kashtam kama. Everything is studied by Shastra. Arhati. Birvujanga. This kind of life is meant for the horse. So human life is not meant for like that. Human life is meant for tapasya. Tapodidvam putrakajina suddhe satya. Suddhe. You have to purify your existence. Now, our existence is not purified. We get this contaminated body and changes. Again, another contaminated body, another, just like one man is suffering from disease. One contamination, then another contamination, another. This is not life. You purify yourself. And that purification begins when you accept the life of austerities. Tapo, tapasya. Tapasya means voluntarily accepting something. This is not incarnate. Just like in our society, it is enjoined, the student, they should voluntarily accept the principle, no illicit sex life, no meat eating, no fish eating, no, nothing of this sort, no intoxication, and no ban. This is tapasya, especially for these European American students. They are from the beginning of their life, they are accustomed to this habit. But they have voluntarily given up on my word. And that is Guru's business. So to purify, so that you may be saved from this illusion. You must be purified. So this little inconvenience for higher happiness, that is desire, that is required. Tapo dibbang putraka jina suddheta satya jasmad brahma sokham anantam. Anantam. You are after happiness, but you do not know how to enjoy happiness. That you do not know. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sukham atantikam jatat tat otindriya grahyam. Otindriya. Not these false senses. We want sense enjoyment, but not these covered senses. We are spiritual. We have got spiritual body. That body is now covered with this material garment. Therefore, it is covered. The senses are covered. With covered senses, you cannot enjoy actually. The senses must be open. That means you can enjoy life when your senses are open, not covered by this material body. That is recommended. One who is interested in Krishna consciousness, it is said, sarvapādhi-vinimuktam tat-paratena nirmalam. Nirmalam means purified. You have to become purified. And sarvapādhi-vinimuktam. Now we are in, covered by this material body means, I am covered by so many diseases. I am American, I am Indian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. These are all covered. That's it. So you have to get free, freedom from this covering. You should not think that I am American or Indian or this or that. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised, Jivev Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das. When you understand simply that I am eternal servant of Krishna, that is sarvapādhi-vinimuktam. Meanwhile, and with that conception of life, rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti ruchas. Rishikena means when your senses are now clean, without any covering, then with that senses, when you try to satisfy Krishna, Rishikena, Rishikesa Sevanam, Krishna's name is another Rishikesa. Sinaya Rubhaya Madhe Rishikesa, Sthapayami Ochita. The Rishikesa name is there. Rishikesa means actually Krishna is the master of the senses. We are not proprietor of the senses. Krishna is the proprietor of the senses. So when our senses are purified and we apply them, after all, our senses are employed for satisfaction of somebody, myself or somebody else. Actually somebody else. That is kaam, krodh, loh, moho, vatsalya, that is illusion. We are not serving ourselves. We are serving our lusty desires. Kaam, krodh. I am angry, therefore I am killing somebody. So, that is not mine, but I am servant of the anger. I am servant. I am not master. If I would have been master, then I could control my anger. But I am not. I am servant of anger. and Samana Blessed is there. So I am servant. But this servitude should be transferred to Krishna. That is perfection love. Sarvapadivininmuttam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti duttama. That is bhakti. And if you are situated in that transcendental position, bhakti, then you can understand Krishna. Bhakta mama vijana. Not by so-called speculation. No. That is not possible. Otherwise Krishna would have said, by jnana, by yoga, by karma, one could understand. Krishna says, no, clearly. Bhaktyamamavijanati, javana jachami, tatsa. If you want to know Krishna as he is, then you have to accept this process of bhakti. And that bhakti means sarvapadhivininmuttam. You should not consider yourself. So this Krishna consciousness movement is actually, factually, the movement for unity of the whole world. And that is actually beginning. It is actually being happened. All classes of men, from all groups of men, all religious societies or nations, they are joining this movement. They are joining. Actually, there is a possibility. The United Nations could not unite the nations. But if you push on this Krishna consciousness movement, all people of different dimensions, of different nations, different religions, they will join. That is required. So otherwise, we are in the moon, illusion. So it is the business of Guru to dissipate this illusion, darkness, and enlighten the student to the real life of jnana tiranjasa, jnana anjana salata. Tasu nilikam jina tasmai si guru, he is Guru. Thank you very much.